Hi, this is Mary Schaefer. It is November 28th, 2010. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And today I'm going to talk to you about another trap to being a good manager. It seems like so many times our very good intentions can take us off the right path and can do us in. And one of those I'm reminded of is asking for feedback. Of course a good manager would ask for feedback from their employees. And I had a long talk with a client of mine recently about asking for feedback from employees. And when I say that, I mean not in survey form or not in a way that protects anonymity, but directly and face-to-face. And there's a way to do this, and there's a way not to do this. I was reminded of going through a performance review with my boss once, and as we wrapped up the meeting, we were 55 minutes into a one-hour meeting. He asked me if I had any feedback for him. And good managers, I know this is tempting, and it seems only natural to ask after you've been spending several minutes giving your employees feedback. I mean, it seems only fair. Okay, lay it on me. What do you got for me? But take note, there's a way to do it, and there's a way not to do it. Don't do this, okay? When I talk about the manager that I had that gave me 5 minutes to give him feedback, you have to understand we did not have a good relationship, so I was not inclined to give him the benefit of the doubt. And to give him credit, I did not say all these things I'm about to share with you that went through my head. But any of these things could also occur to your employees, even if you do mean well, even if you do have a trusting relationship. Don't forget the authority and the power your position holds over them. And you really have to make it safe and easy for them to give you feedback. So, back to some of the things that might go through your employee's head, even though you mean well, went through my head with my boss, was first, since you waited till we only have 5 minutes left, I'm guessing you really don't want my feedback. Second one, since you didn't give me time to prep, I'm guessing you really don't want any serious feedback. Third one, since you asked, and I may not get another opportunity, are you ready for me to blurt out just about anything and for us to deal with that in the remaining 3 minutes? Here's another one. That question is sort of broad, so unless I'm prepared, you do realize I could take the conversation anywhere. And this is another Maryism for managers. Don't ask any questions you don't want the answer to, and we'll get to that here in a minute. Another point, I think this is my fifth point here. That question is sort of broad, so I probably won't say anything because I don't know what's fair game. So for the less risk-taker person, they might go that direction and you don't get any feedback. And last point, if I have anything negative or even constructively critical to tell you, I want you to underline this part. Why would I want that associated in any way, shape, or form on my performance review that we've just spent the last 55 minutes on? We really need to get those separated. Now, I know this can seem like, oh my God, why bother? But there is a way to do it. And so here's what a good manager does. Even with the best of intentions, some of the points listed above still apply. So pay attention to first, disconnect the feedback you want from your employee from their performance review. If you want to mention it at the end of their performance review, tell them that you're just as open to their feedback as they have been to yours, but then schedule something, days in the future or weeks in the future. Secondly, give them focus. Remember what I said about don't ask any questions you don't want the answer to. Sometimes when we ask people questions, they go about anywhere and to a place that's not necessarily helpful. So simply by giving them a focus with a question like, what's one thing you like about us working together? Or how about how we work together that you would want not to change? And then also balance that with, if there's one thing you could change about how we work together, what would it be? Or what do I need to know about managing you better? Third point, give them time. Give them the questions long before the meeting. And then schedule the meeting so it's clearly disconnected from their performance review, and this should be the only thing you discuss in the meeting. So if you're trying to, going back to my boss, what did I say to him? I said, I don't know what I'd have to say right now, but I will get back with you after I have some time to prepare. He was not expecting that, but you'll be